This is Minnesota Reads this morning here on Northland Morning, and Bioja Kangas is our guest. Her newest book is called Homemade Finnish Rye, Feed Sack Fashion, and Other Simple Ingredients from My Life in Food. Bea, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
You know, you've written a number of cookbooks, and of course, they're wonderful, and they're charming, and they're chock full of wonderfully good food. But this is kind of, I don't know, to me it's more like a memoir.
That's it.
Than just simply a cookbook. And that's, to me, I guess, what makes it so absolutely delightful. Why did you feel that it was time to do that? Did somebody come to you and say, Bea, you need to put more of you in this book?
Well, it's been something I've been thinking about for a long time. I've given talks here and there, and one of the talks I gave was called Cooking Up a Book, and the U of M Press decided that would be a really good memoir to write, and so they encouraged me, and I have written these stories over a number of years. I mean, it's not like as if I did this in the last few months, and I gave them what I had, and they liked it, and then I added more stuff, and I just felt like I wanted to share the fact that, it's Northern Minnesota is a beautiful place to live, even though when I grew up, it was kind of we were pretty primitive, you know, compared to today, and anyway, that was why I put all these things together. Actually, another reason is that I think everybody has a story, and I encourage other people to write their stories. And you don't have to start from, you know, the beginning and go to the end. You can write what you think of at the moment.
So I envision you hosting a writing workshop now to encourage people to tell their stories.
Oh,
and,
really?
And, of course, you've catered the whole thing. I am just chock full of great ideas that way.
You have good ideas. Yeah, that was a great idea. No, that would be actually a fun thing to do.
Bea, one of the things that you've done in this book is you've put food in context. Instead of a meal or a recipe or a particular dish existing, here's this thing, here's how you make it, you've given it a context that a lot of people can relate to, or that makes it relatable, I think, to a lot of people. One of the things, let's talk about one recipe in particular. I just love this story about how you won the Pillsbury Bake Off with the recipe. Now, you kind of tried it. I mean, technically you hadn't really tried it, but you'd sort of tried it. Can you tell us the story?
Well, you know, when I first, after I graduated from college, or got my bachelor's degree, I got married, and I had met my husband at UMD, and he was in the Air Force. He had this commitment to, because he went through ROTC, and he got money for that, and so, you know, he had to commit to being in the Air Force for a while. So we were living in England at an U.S. Air Force base, and the base commander's wife, one day at our meeting, said, "Girls, you know, if you want to win a bunch of money, come up and get one of these entry blanks and enter your favorite recipe into the Pillsbury Bake Off." I didn't think too much more about it at the moment. And then one day we were driving back from London, and it was hard driving. I couldn't spell him off, because driving on the left side of the road, sitting on the right side of the car, you know. And so he says, "Keep me awake. Talk about something." I don't talk about something. It was the middle of the night. We had been at a concert. And so I started jabbering. I'm good at doing that at night when I just sort of ramble on. And I said, "Well, what should I send into the Pillsbury Bake Off?" And we started talking. And he said, "Well, there's that bread that you've been baking. And I've always been a bread baker, and all we could get in England was white bread, so I was making a dark bread, and So then I said, gee, maybe I should take that bread and make it into a great big sandwich. Put a layer of cheese across the middle of it, you know, not having not tried that, you know. And so I we got back to our apartment, and I didn't have the entry blank. So he said he would go, Commander's wife had said she would put the entry blanks into the ladies' john.
So I'm picturing him sneaking into the ladies' room to get one
he
of
did,
those.
He did. Yep. And he went in there, and luckily nobody was there, and he found the entry blanks, and he came home, brought it home. And in the meantime, I tried the idea that I had, and it was a mess. I mean, the bread was good, but the filling did not stay in the middle of the loaf. It just oozed out all over the floor of the oven and everything else. But there are little bits that were that stayed in there, you know, and I thought, gee, they tasted kind of good. And then I looked at the entry blank, and the next day was the day of the deadline. It had to be postmarked by the next day. Well, of course, this is in the evening, and so I wrote the recipe. I thought, well, you know, if I just worked in chunks of cheese instead of a whole layer of cheese, maybe it would work out okay. I'm not, you know. So I wrote the recipe that way, and we got it in the mail in time for the postmark to be correct. And I thought, didn't think any more of it, not at all. I mean, I didn't take the recipe with me. Well, he got out of the Air Force. We were waiting for our apartment in Duluth to, you know, vacate so that we could move into it. I was pregnant for our first child, and I hadn't paid any attention to all this. And then I get this mysterious phone call saying, congratulations, you have won. You're one of the 100 finalists in the Pillsbury Bake Off.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And I said, oh, when is the Bake Off? October 14th. I said, really? That's the same day the baby is due.
Oh, no.
and so I kept thinking, what can I do? And, of course, the news got out, and people said, oh, you know, babies never come on the day that they're predicted to come on. They're always 2 weeks late. And so I signed the book, signed the letter saying I would go, conditions permitting.
Sure, that's fair.
Yeah. Anyway, it turned out the baby was born on the 1st of October.
Which was very thoughtful.
Very thoughtful
of her.
Very thoughtful.
So the baby was a success, the recipe was a success, and your career has been a success since then. B, I wish we had more time to talk about this because there's so much else that I would like to ask you about this, but it's a wonderful book. And folks will have the opportunity, no doubt, in local bookstores to be able to find a copy when they're looking for it.
It's everywhere.
That's
everywhere.
Wonderful. B, thank you so much for joining us this morning. What a treat.
Thank you so much for having me.
B. Ojakangas this morning, our guest on Minnesota Reads. Her book is called Homemade, Finnish Rye, Feed Sack Fashion, and Other Simple Ingredients from My Life in Food. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.